ABC News.
How concerned are you about the rising number of complaints about telecommunications companies?
Well, I would be more concerned if complaints, in fact, had risen over the whole course of the year. But as you said in your lead-in, it was a game of two halves. So the first part of the year complaints were up, but the second part of the year complaints started to fall. And that's really good news for Australian residential consumers and small businesses.
I suppose what's not really good news is that almost 170,000 complaints were received during the year. Does that concern you?
Oh, absolutely. Look, you know, we want complaints to continue to drop, and we understand the frustration for those consumers who had a complaint and needed the assistance of my office to resolve it. I'm not making light of that at all. There's lots of work still to do.
What are the biggest issues that consumers who complained to you had?
Well, the most common reason for a consumer to contact my office is a problem with a bill. And then when you dig deeper into some of the issues, the thing that really frustrates them, as you said, is when the provider doesn't respond or doesn't indeed do what they agree to do. So there's certainly opportunities for providers to improve the outcome for residential consumers and small businesses.
So is it difficult for consumers to actually get on to the telcos to explain what their problem might be in the first place?
Sometimes there can be a problem doing that, but then more generally, once they're working with the team to resolve the complaint, sometimes they complain to us about things not being done.
And what about resolution? Are you having success with resolving the issues that consumers come to you about?
Well, yes, we get an outcome for all of the complaints that come here. So about our first step is to escalate the complaint within the provider, and that about 90% of complaints resolve that way. And then if the consumer returns to us and says no, having had another go at it with the provider, it's still unresolved, we work with the consumer and the provider to find out what the issues are and find a fair and reasonable solution. That can include us finding that what the provider has done is fair and reasonable, but other times I can make a binding determination about what the provider has to do.
So were most of the complaints regarding phones or mobile phones or the internet?
Well, we introduced a new category this year, so we also have the category of multiple services where people receive a bundled service, and so their complaint is about that bundled service. So it was a pretty evenly split, so about 30% of complaints are about mobile services, another 30% about internet, and about another 30% about the multiple services, and then the balance were mainly landline phones, so about 11%.
Yeah, not many of those landlines around anymore. What about the NBN? Does that feature prominently in complaints to you?
Certainly we do receive complaints about services delivered over the NBN, but again, the good news for those is that, or for consumers, is that in the second part of the year, the rate of complaints about services delivered over the national broadband network started to fall. So when you normalise it against the rollout, the rate of connection delays or faults once connected started to fall, which is a positive sign.
Which is a positive sign. You talked about the year being two halves effectively. Are you hopeful that the decrease in the complaints will actually continue through to the next financial year for you?
Oh, absolutely. And we're working hard with providers to provide the feedback to them to help them improve their service. And I know that the ACCC, the regulators, the ACCC, the ACMA, they've all introduced measures to help resolve, provide incentives for providers to reduce the issues and also deal with complaints more effectively.
ABC News.